Now, on the phone joining me, we have Rosie Bent, who is the Operations Manager at Grow It Yourself. Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
I'm grand, thanks. So, this year, Big Grow is coming back for its ninth year running.
Yeah, we're back again with our good friends in Innocent to send out loads of school kits to kids all over the country to get them growing some food.
And can you give us a bit of a background to this for obviously people that are that aren't aware about it?
Yeah, so in GIY we help people to grow some of their own food in school and in the workplace, at home and in the community. And the Big Grow is our longest running campaign, and we do it with Innocent. So we have in Ireland we have 1,800 kits, and in the UK we have 3,800 kits. And we send them out to primary schools, and they have everything in them to grow cress, peas, and baby carrots. And there is they get their little cups and their compost disc and the seeds and teacher's resource booklet with everything to help the teacher show the kids how to grow and link it in with their curriculum. And everything they need to get them on the path to growing a bit of their own food and getting more in touch with what food they eat on a day-to-day basis.
And how did this kind of come about, the whole Grow It Yourself?
So our CEO, Michael Kelly, about 10, 11 years ago, was buying some garlic in a local supermarket and got enraged by the fact that it was coming all the way from China when he could grow it himself in his garden. So he started off growing some of his own food and decided to set up a growing group in the local library. And loads of people ended up coming, and then he decided to set up GIY as a social enterprise. And eventually we got to 2016, and we have a cafe and education centre in Waterford called Grow HQ. So we have courses and our garden, which we grow as much of our own produce as we can for our cafe. And we run our campaigns from there as well. So we've just grown more and more over the last 10, 11 years.
And how many schools would you get on average each year applying for this?
So we've 1,800 kits, and there's usually more than that would apply. So we have enough for half of the primary schools in Ireland. So just a little bit over half the primary schools would usually apply for a kit.
So that is a big number anyway, at least. And how did the kids find it? Like, because obviously a lot of them wouldn't know about growing vegetables and how to do it and stuff. Obviously some would with their parents, depending on what they do. But has it gone down well with the children over the years?
Yeah, the kids seem to really respond to it. They're primary school kids, and they're like as small, even when they're in junior or senior infants, they just really soak up the information and they learn about it all so quickly, and they really enjoy seeing something that they planted as a little seed and check it every day, and then eventually they can eat it, put it in a sandwich or something that they make, and it really gives them a really good understanding of what their food is and how it comes from something in the ground to something on their plate. And it just gets them thinking a little bit more about where other food comes from, and then eventually we leave them have better decisions later in life when they're a bit more grown up about what they're eating and what food they buy in their supermarkets.
And the food you were saying that you were getting and stuff, is that only kind of limited to short-term vegetables, or can some of them get fruit as well to help grow?
Everybody gets the same seeds, so they get peas, cress and baby carrots. So they will have them growing over, the cress will grow over a couple of weeks, and then the peas and baby carrots take a bit longer. So they'll get the kits at the end of February, and then they'll have like the rest of the school year. They won't need the full rest of the school year, but they can transplant the peas outside, and they'll get the little tiny baby carrots as well after about 2-3 months.
And if a school is interested in this time, is it a bit late for them to join up, or can they go somewhere to register first?
No, not at all. They can register for it now on innocentbiggrow.com, and the kits will be going out after the midterm break in February. So get on there now and register, and you still have a good chance of getting one.
Listen, I won't keep you for too much longer, but is there any other thing you can tell people about this before, if they're looking for a bit more information and don't have as much time to go online to find out more?
So if you have a child in school or if you're a teacher, this is something that you can register for and get it sent to the school, and it has everything that the teacher needs to grow with children. So it has the resource booklet, which has all the activities, and it links it to different parts of the curriculum. So it really is set up to help teachers. So it's not something that will be more work on your school. It's something that will really help your school. So if you want something to help you with your curriculum, this is something that will really help you. So you can sign up now and get a kit.
Listen, Rosie, it's been great for this short little chat with you about this, like, and hopefully we can get even more skills applying for this by the end of the month, because it is a great thing to help kids, like, kind of understand the food that they're eating, where it comes from, and potentially eat healthier.
Yeah, brilliant.
So thanks very much, Rosie.
Thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
And that was Rosie Bent giving us a short little speech about Grow It Yourself and what it is, and of course where people can apply about it.